Let us begin. Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, this morning we remember how Jesus stood in the middle of fear and said, "Peace be unto you." We need that peace again, O Lord. We need that breath of life, Almighty God. We ask that you come close and meet us where we are. Fill us with your spirit and help us to go boldly wherever you send us. All of this we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today's gospel is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And it starts off with the disciples hiding in the upper room in Jerusalem. The doors are locked and they're sitting there. And they're basically scared stiff. They didn't know what to do. Why? Because the people who killed Jesus were still out there. Maybe, and I mean just maybe, they were next to be killed. And then right there, in the middle of their fear, Jesus showed up. No knock, no warning. And then out of nowhere, he was standing there. I wanted to say poof, like a magic bunny, but he just showed up. The scriptures say it so calmly. They say Jesus stood in their midst. Now, I don't know about that. But if I'm looking here and then somebody mysteriously shows up, that would have scared me, but I'm old, you know. Now imagine that moment, the fear that everyone must have been feeling. They're sitting in a dark room and they're probably quiet in the church mouse. Then suddenly, Jesus, wounds still showing. And on top of that, the first words that come out of his mouth are peace. That wasn't just a polite greeting. That was power. That was healing. That was victory over death. That was everything that they needed at that moment when their hearts were so afraid that they feared their hearts even beating because it might let people know that they were there. Now, let me ask you a question. What doors have you locked out of fear? What keeps you shut in, anxious, and even stuck? I mean, we all do it. We lock ourselves away, figuratively. Put up some walls between us and others. Shut down. We push people away. Sometimes we even try to lock God out. But Jesus walks through walls. No doors, no lock, no fear can keep him out. He still shows up right in the middle of all of our mess. And he says, "Peace be unto you." That's what he offers us. Peace. He gave them and he gives us that thing called peace of mind during these trying times when we really need it. Then, what else did he do? He showed them his scars in his hands and his hip. He had to prove to them that he really was who he was. That this was Jesus. Live and direct, and it definitely wasn't Memorex. But I think, as I flash back on just saying that, I probably shouldn't have said that because it shows my age. It just shows how dated I am. Because nobody knows what Memorex is. We record things on tape. I mean, on digital now. But anyway, the same one who had died a little while ago was standing there right in front of them. and he was alive. But he still had his scars, because resurrection doesn't erase the scars. What it does is redeem them. Maybe y'all got some scars also. Maybe you got some emotional ones, some spiritual ones. And definitely, you probably got some physical ones. But I want you not to be ashamed of your scars, because Jesus wasn't. He wasn't ashamed of them. See, there was this movie that came out back in August 2000 called The Replacements. And it had a character played by Keanu Reeves. They were substitute football players because all the football teams were on strike. And Keanu Reeves said something that I find very profound that fits the situation. He said, pain heals. Chicks dig scars. And glory, it lasts forever. See, I don't know about the chicks digging scars, because it never worked for me. But God's glory, the glory of the Lord, is everlasting. And through our faith in him, it continues to resound like a trumpet in the night. For all that he's done for us, and he continues to do for us, we should be always, and I mean always, thankful, and show it like a beacon of light to others out there, that we're grateful, that we're thankful that he woke us up that morning, and even this morning, no matter what aches and pains we have. Jesus also said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. See, here's the thing. Jesus didn't appear just to save them and just keep them safe. He had work for them to do. He sent them out into the world, and the same goes for us. We're not saved. We're not redeemed by Jesus just to sit around. We're saved so that we can get up and go to tell of God's glorious work in Jesus, to serve and to forgive. That's the mission that we as Christians have been commanded to do. He didn't send them out there empty-handed. He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He gave them power. Not their own strength, but his, that flowed through their bodies and their soul by way of the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them. Now, what's this about that breath? It's the same breath that breathed life into Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. New life, new creation, a fresh start. That's what was breathed into them and into the world. The Holy Ghost isn't just a word that we use and we only hear on Sundays in church. The Holy Ghost is a helper, a comforter, a guide, and a source of power. Without faith in the power of God in Trinity, nothing can be created and nothing can run. Now, what did Jesus send them out in the world to do? Because you don't just send somebody out into the world without something to do. He gave them a purpose. He gave them the authority to forgive sins. And that's something huge. It's tremendous. Not because we're judges, but because we're witnesses to the power and glory of God. We get to carry the message of grace that Jesus Christ saves. The gospel. Gospel means the good news. Not just to talk about, but to live it in our lives. So, what can we take away from the gospel lesson today? We can take the fact that there's power in the word. Peace, power, and definitely we are given a purpose in this thing in life, to be witnesses to God and the power. See, Jesus steps into fear and he gives what? He gives peace. What kind of peace? The peace that passes all understanding. Amen? He gives us his spirit. He sends us out with a mission. And that wasn't just for the disciples back then. It's for us also. Right here and definitely right now when we need this. My brothers and sisters, Jesus still walks into locked rooms. He still brings peace where fear lives. He still brings life into the dying. So don't stay stuck behind closed doors. Open your hearts. Receive his spirit. Walk in his peace. Then go. Go with purpose. Go with power. And I want you to go knowing that he has already gone before us. Amen? We're not reinventing the wheel. We're just living the mission. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.